CliffCentral.com.
And George Meany's on the line. He is live from some undisclosed location. Hey, George, how are you?
I'm good, and you, Gareth?
Good. Are you having a holiday yet?
I am having a holiday, and I decided to not undisclose my location. I've come to the beautiful country of Mauritius.
Oh, very nice, George. Mm. We can hear the palm trees swaying in the wind, and we can hear the waves breaking gently on the shore. Yeah. That perfect crystal clear water, those white beaches. I'm so fucking jealous now when I come out.
Good. Plane leaves once a day, Gareth. You're welcome.
All right. So what's going on in the world of motoring, George?
Well, you were talking about children earlier.
Yes.
And earlier this month, a 22-year-old son deliberately damaged a brand new BMW by scratching a key across the bodywork to try and force his father to buy him a car.
What do we think of this child?
Where's the logic?
Well, there is no logic there. I don't understand it. But the same thing happened in China with a 3-year-old. This 3-year-old, they walked into a dealership to have a look at the brand new Audis in this dealership. And this 3-year-old child took a stone and damaged 10 cars.
Jeez, like, how violent is he?
This is why I say, don't have
kids.
10 cars
just fell damaged.
Yeah, George, we were just talking a little earlier about not taking kids to restaurants. So this is another reason. Don't have kids.
Don't take your kid car shopping. Apparently, the dealership sued for $38,000. Eventually, the parents refused to pay, took it to court, and the judge ordered the parents to pay $13,500, citing that the child is still maybe still young, but the child doesn't understand, and therefore the parents are responsible.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Wow. No, that kid must be taken into a cage. And put in the cage at night, and then during the day, put in the cobalt mine.
Kids these days, we would never try that because our parents would beat us.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how we've ended up working so hard because we're shit scared we're going to get a beating.
Accurate.
What else, George?
Well, Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot have finally signed a merger agreement to the value of $50 billion. That's 718 billion rands. Don't know how many Zimbabwean dollars that is, but 718 billion rands.
There's some shade for you.
Wow.
Kim's like hiding under the table. She's like, that'd be so much money in my country.
In Zimbabwe.
To buy the whole of the south of the country.
And all the Louis Vuitton bags.
Wow, guys. Wow.
All right.
So Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot are yet to decide on a name for the new company, but their intention is to try and cut 3.7 billion euros or 58 billion rand in costs per annum without closing factories. So the authorities are watching that they don't retrench people because apparently they employ about 400,000 people across the two companies.
I'm glad you got that sentence out, George. For a minute there, I was going to enroll you in the Special Olympics.
I feel like the Special Olympics, looking at this beach, wanting to go.
We just got a picture of George's view this morning. It's really looking very nice, George. It's
so
stunning. It's a good day, huh?
We hate you. Yeah.
It's a very good day. Very good day.
Good day to be George Meany.
And So how much do you think your car knows about you?
My car knows nothing about me because my car is a car. Am I wrong?
Well, exactly. So, well, you might be wrong. A technologist or a technology columnist by the name of Jeffrey A. Fowler.
Yes, I know.
Had a partnership going with an engineer and decided to hack a 2017 Chevy Volt.
Yeah.
And to try and figure out what data this car is actually collecting on him. They couldn't access a lot of the car system. So one of his columns say it's not as easy as it seems on TV to hack into stuff. He said, but they got into the car and they found a wealth of data, including logs of phone calls, contacts, and even emails that the car is storing.
What I'm concerned about here is that some cars are obviously much more electronically updated and more connected and more Internet of Things, organized than other cars. So how much does your car know about you, and what could people actually find out? Like, how is my car ever going to become a security threat to me?
Well, I mean, I suppose if it can be hacked in his locations.
So they could find out where, emails, where your home address communication. Is. I got you. All right.
Then I'm safe, because in my car, if I want to charge my phone, I have to use a cigarette lighter, and that's broken. So I'm safe.
Sure. That's what you think. All right. Very
no
good.
No Bluetooth going on there.
Leanne's got a foolproof plan. Switches her car off and she can hide from the authorities.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else you want to throw in, George?
Yep. So car makers are starting to climb onto the green bandwagon, and Ford has integrated coffee beans, the waste chaff from coffee beans, mixing it with plastics to create pellets that are now molded into their headlamp housings as well as other parts of the car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bentley is using grapes and rice and molding that into some of the leather and the textile products within the car. VW is using apple skins in the process to make their leather material. And Jaguar Land Rover is using old plastic bottles, or what was going to the landfills, to make the plastic parts of their car as well.
So when you said food instead of Ford, you actually really meant it.
Yes.
And I think. Yeah.
I think the sea air is causing my brain to switch off.
No, that's okay. No. George, I saw a brilliant picture of Prince Andrew with a 15-year-old escort. No, the car, the Ford
Sub.
What? How did I not see that? That should be trending.
Also freaked out.
So I just thought you needed to look that up for me and see if there are any 15-year-old Ford Escorts on
Auto Trader
this morning, so that we can maybe go and buy them and then put a cutout picture of Prince Andrew in it. Goodness, make for a good meme.
Wow, that was really funny.
If you buy an Escort now, if that is the case, then perhaps you'll make some money.
Really?
Well, because of this.
Well, I mean, because of what you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
there is one Ford Escort on the site at the moment for $39,990.
I was just looking.
That's great. All right, so there we go. We can go and get one. Thank you. George, you're always on the money. Very good.
All right, always on the money. And then very lastly, an Australian man cooked a pork roast in Australia on one of Australia's hottest days. Inside the car, it got to a staggering 81 degrees Celsius. Took 10 hours to cook the pork roast. And his whole point was, do not leave animals and children in cars.
That is revolting. Ew. To cook a pork roast inside your car.
Imagine the smell. Look, his sentiments are admirable, but the smell is... Imagine that.
Ew. How old is that Ford Escort?
1985.
So
1.6L.
35. So 35-year-old Escort. You see, that's too old for Prince Andrew.
I see.
The vehicle includes its fogs and mags.
And you could
no service history.
If you take it to Polokwane now, you can cook a pork roast.
For 10 hours.
All right. Thanks, George. Nice to speak to you. CliffCentral.com.